a Kala is slated to get married tomorrow night, Bezer Hashem. Yud Aleph, Oral Yud Aleph Shvat. And her past experience is, Maestro Shoya Kachoyo, that every time that she fasts, she sees after the fast. The fast caused her to see. She sees after the fast, the following after the fast. The question is, how could she fast on the day of her chasana? L'chur, it's going to cause it that it's going to be a vest. It's going to be oina samach levesto. And she's going to be usher on lel chasana. What could she do? So the shayla is, first of all, what type of vest is this? This is a vest oinis, or is this a vest guf? What is this, vest oinis or vest guf? Vest oinis is a sibah to see. Vest guf is a simin that she's seeing. We saw the naftamina is in the case where she was kofta on Yom Rishon v'rosa, kofta Yom Rishon v'rosa, kofta on Shabbos, and rosa of Yom Rishon. The mechaber pas in that case, she does not have a morkov. She's only choshesh for Yom Rishon, as opposed to when that case in the guf, piyakob Yom Rishon, piyakob Yom Rishon, piyakob Shabbos, rosa Yom Rishon, then she does have a morkov. What's the chilik? The chilik is it a simon or is it a siba? If it's a simon, she should be seeing another day. If it's a siba, it could be that the siba, if it's a siba that she should be seeing, that should cause it to see right away. If it's just a simon, it could be that the simon came a little bit beforehand. But in a chanami, she still has a morkov. That's the way that the mechaber paskins, that piyak is different than kfitza. Now, what is this? Is this a siba or is this a simon? L'chur, it's somewhere in between. It's not exactly clear. This seems l'chur like achilas pilpulin. What's achilas pilpulin? You eat something with davar chor, sif chav gimel, that it causes her to see. What is that? Is that a siba or is that a simon? Certainly it doesn't seem like it's a simon. L'chur, it's what causes her to see. Mitzad sheni, Tosfos says, it's not like kvitzas. Kvitzas, you jump and you bang it out. Here, it's something which is in the tev of the body. And Mamela, it's more, it's Demet Avesta Guf. She ate something, and that causes her system to go haywire, and that causes her to see. That's something which is more inside of her guf. That's not Mamishlin, which is external. She gets banged. Nosamasa COVID, or Kofzo, Avachulu, these types of things. And therefore, that would be considered Avesta Guf. The Rajba, on the other hand, the base Yasa brings down here, the Rajba holds that no. Pilpulin is like Avesta Kvitas, Avesta Arinas, and it can't be Kaveh. So the Chura, it should be, the Ramah brings down two shittas here in Chav Gimel. The Chura, you could be Madame vest of that comes because of fasting. It's because she fasted that caused her system to get thrown off. And Mamela, the Maisa, she caused it, like Achilles Popolin. But Mitzachin, it's in her system. Once it's in her system, the Chura, it's more than Tevesta Go. What's an afkamina? Either way, Lachara, even if you're passing the Tevesta Kvitzis, Lachara, if it happened 3 times already, which it did happen, then she has to be Choshish like a Veshene Kavua. So either way, she's going to be Asir. The question is, if it's a Veshene Kavua, maybe there's more Makam to be Mekel. If it's on a Leil Chatanah, maybe there is more Makam, the Knez Yecheskel, for sure, that we saw on Kofi Dalit. But even without that, Lachara, Yesh Lai. Also, maybe if she has on pills, maybe there's more of a tzad to be mekel. Makes her mezulekes. If she's a vest kavua, then you have to be choshish more, maybe. Either way, she shouldn't fast. Maybe she should just simply not fast. So, the chutzani paskin in this case, what she should do is she should eat a very hearty meal in the morning and right before Leis HaShachar. And then, Pashas, it's not the shame tzayim which caused her to see. It's the fact that she gets weak and the fact that she's fasting. I mean, if she eats a geshmaka meal beforehand, then l'chura, it's not going to cause her to see. Lav dafka will cause her to see, and therefore, it'll be okay. The shayla is, on the tzad that it's still a vest aguf, and it's not a vest akvitzis, a woman that has a vest kavua for a vest aguf, does she have to be choshesh also for ein beinonis? Does she have to be choshesh for yom achodesh? Does she have to be choshesh for aflava? This was something that was in chazish to me this morning. Somebody came over to ask me this question, and I said, no way. Of course you're not to be choshesh. Once you have a vest kavua, you're not choshesh for nothing. He says, well, I asked a certain chashva rav here, and he says, you have to be choshesh. So I said, where is this coming from? So I went to look it up a little bit, and I see, he's actually a Talmud Rabbi Yashiv, this Rav. And Rabbi Yashiv says, you have to be choshesh for it. Now, why do you have to be choshesh for it? So l'chur, the lumdis of why you have to be choshesh, a woman that has a vest kavua, she has to be choshesh for the Yom HaChodesh, is because you never know when she's going to see the Vest HaGuf. If she always sees Dam at the beginning of the Vest HaGuf, when she starts being Mefak, she sees Dam right away. then she has to be choishish that maybe she's gonna be mafayik. She's not gonna be purish. Maybe she's gonna be a little tashmish. Start being mafayik and see. So when should she be choishish? Be choishish on the days that you might be mafayik, which is yom chodesh, ein abeninim, yom aflog. Really has to be choishish. But lechur, that would only be in a case. What would come out? Yesh la'ayin, in our case, if she fasted on Tainus, on Asar B'Tevis, and she sees the day afterwards. So she saw on Yud Aleph, tomorrow night's Yud Aleph Shvat, a month later. So does she have to be Choshish for Yud Aleph Shvat al Tiyama Choshish? Now, Lechura, though, she's only being Choshish that if she's going to have the Vestaguf. According to the Chutshani, she's making it, she's not going to have the Vestaguf. She doesn't have to be chayish for the guest because she had a gishmak meal in the first place. But the shayla is bichlal. Do we have to be chayish for that? Generally, a woman that has a vest kavua, does she have to be chayish a vest kavua for vest kavua? Does she have to be chayish for the other vesting? So, even on the tzad that you have to, that would only be lechera if the Riyas Dam comes at the beginning together with the Piyukim. But if she only sees at the end of the Piyukim, then she wouldn't have to be Choshish. Because if she starts to be Mefayim, she can be Perish. If she always sees at the end, the same way that we say you don't have to be Perish at the beginning, which is on the Halacha, then the Halacha is if a woman sees at the beginning of Piyukim, then she has to be Perish the entire day. She has to be Perish. She would have to be Perish. Let's say she has Piyukim with Yomim. She has to be Perish the entire day. Because maybe she's going to start to be mefayik, unless she only starts seeing at the end of the piyukim, then she wouldn't have to be choshish until she starts to be mefayik. Because if she starts to be mefayik, then she can be perish. If she continues to be mefayik till afterwards, she has to be choshish till the end of the oinah. So a woman that has a vestaguf that caused her to see later on the next oinah, then in a chanami this chashash is lechura not going to apply, because she always gets the vestaguf. She never sees the dam at the time of the vestaguf. The only tzad that you have to be purish on the oina beninus and the yom chodesh and the yom aflogo is if she starts seeing dam at the beginning. So you never know we're going to see dam. Be choishish for the days that you might see, because as soon as you start being mafayik, you're going to see. But a woman that has a vestaguf that causes her to see the following day, lechura, or the following oina, lechura, in such a case she would not have to be choishish for oina beninus or vestachodesh ukedeme. And in this case, Bechlal, maybe she, if he has the Gishmak Amil in the first place, then in Chanami, she won't have a Vestiguf in the first place. She won't cause herself to have that Vestiguf in the first place. She certainly won't have to be Choshish.